It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, sizes, whatever, welcome to the show. This is Eric Nam, your host. And today we have another guest. We have a great guest. We have a great catching up episode. And I'm really excited to see this good friend because it's been a while. It's been a minute.
It's been quite a while.
But I'm excited and I'm so happy and I'm so thankful that she's here with us. We have Miss Nicole Chung here. Hi.
Hello, everyone. It's Nicole. It's so awkward for me to use English on a
podcast show.
It's like my first podcast thing.
Well, I'm honored to be your first podcast. Okay, wait. So, because this is your first podcast, it's very casual.
Mm-hmm.
We just go free-flowing conversation about whatever.
Okay.
And yeah, that's it.
Okay. I have to be careful with my English pronunciation, I guess.
You're fine. And if you get stuck, use Korean and I'll
My vocabulary stopped at like ninth grade.
Well, I feel like by ninth grade, you have a handle on most of the world.
Yeah, my colorful language or whatever is like, I'll stop there.
It's okay. It's okay. We'll learn some today.
Okay.
But first of all, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I think I'm doing great. Yeah. I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
Good. I mean, you look great. You look healthy. You look…
Yeah.
You haven't changed.
I haven't changed?
You haven't changed in… We've known each other, what, 6 years now?
Yeah.
7 years?
I think since I was like 24, five-ish. That's like 6 years then. 24,
oh my
five-ish.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm 30 now. So here.
You're 30 now?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh my gosh.
Not in Korea only.
Okay.
I think I'm 28. Yeah, I think I'm 28.
All right.
29 next month, but 28.
Well, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, so question. As we refer to you, are you okay with saying like Nicole of Kara or formerly of Kara or, you know, I feel like people have their particulars about that.
I'm fine either way, but I don't take it that offensively if they say former Kara whatever, because in a way I did sort of leave the team at a point.
Yeah.
But I still feel that like since I was there for 6 to 7 years, like whichever way suits the…
Okay, that's cool. I mean, I just want to… Almost to the point where some people were like, don't refer to me as whatever group. There are other people like that. So I was like, I wonder.
I don't mind. I think it was such a big part of my life.
Yeah.
So just the fact that I did leave the group. So I don't mind if they say former or just say…
Kara.
Yeah.
Great. Whichever. Well, now we have that cleared up. We're going to get into it, you guys. So Nicole, you guys may know her best for her amazing role in Kara, which was a… a huge group, you know, huge group and legends in their own right. And, you know, I feel like on the Taebak Show and the listenership at Dive Studios, we have a great mix of people from all generations of K-pop. But for people who are newer to K-pop, they may not be as familiar
with
Kara.
Because we were more…
When?
2007, I think. So
yeah,
the group itself was like very… popular and active from 2007 to 2013, or 14.
It's
been 6 years.
That's…
Yeah, I understand. It's possible. I don't expect kindergartners or like first graders to know me. I'm very shocked if they do. If they know me, I'm like, oh my God, thank you. I don't feel old anymore. So I feel like very honored that they know me.
No, I mean… But like, let's see. So that means you've been in Korea… Not maybe in Korea, but you've been actively promoting… For like almost 14 years.
Yeah, half of my…
Half of your life.
I'm like at the halfway point right now.
Wow. That's incredible. How do you feel about that? Like that's a momentous occasion. I
honestly didn't realize that it would be this long. Uh-huh. When I first came, it was sort of a… Not a whim, but it happened so fast.
Uh-huh.
So like I auditioned and then the next day they said, okay, come to Korea. And I came like a month later. And it was Valentine's Day, I remember. Because I didn't get to go to my winter formal. Yeah, so I never went to a formal, I never went to a dance. So it was very like, I remember the date, it was February 21st. The winter formal was February 21st. I didn't get to go because I had to come
to Korea
on Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh.
It's not like I had a date or anything, but I wanted to go.
Ninth grade Nicole wanted to go.
Yeah, I just wanted to like have that
experience. Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about it. So you were born and raised where? In LA?
I was born in Glendale.
In Glendale, okay.
And I was raised basically in Glendale because I went there for third grade to seventh grade. And then I was in LA for a few months. Mm. And then I came back, but I went to Burbank.
Okay.
But I was mostly in Glendale, in the Valley area. Right. And so sometimes I see like on my Instagram, like, oh, I could pick up her accent. And I was like, do I? Really? I have an accent.
What got you out to Korea? Did you go to a random audition? What happened? How did that happen?
Kind of Changpo? Festival? Like it was like Hantam Hollywood Bowl. There was like Hollywood Bowl.
Oh yeah, Hollywood Bowl
and
Festival.
It was also this other festival that went on every year. Uh-huh. And at that festival, Tim Sonmin-nim.
Oh, Tim.
Yeah. And I went the day he came out. And the next day, I think it was G.O.D. 선배님들 and stuff. And so I saw Tim 선배님 and then 노래가 너무 좋은 거야. I like, really liked the song. It was like my first time hearing K-pop after 영원한 사랑.
영원한 사랑. But, was it Pinker?
Pinker 선배님들이랑 SES, like just the feeling. Right. Like, 그 시대 노래들, H.O.T. 선배님들 outside castle. Like, 그 시절, like from that period, it was my first time hearing K-pop.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I like it. And then I was like, oh, I want to try out. But then they said, I went for a audition in another company, but they said I was too young at the time.
How old were you?
15, 14, I don't know. Maybe 14 or 15.
So then, middle school.
Yeah, they said I was too young. And so for 1 year, I started watching like variety shows, like X-Men and watching dramas to try to pick up my Korean at least a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
To hear it more. And then the next year, during the ninth grade, I think around Christmas time, I filmed my DVD. And then I sent it over to Korea. And then they called me the next day from DSP.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. Did you apply just to DSP?
No. I was going to apply to other companies.
But they got you first.
Yeah. They were like…
So wait. That was what? 2000 and… What?
Six,
right?
If I debuted at… 2007… If I debuted at 2007, that's probably 2006.
So you trained for maybe a year.
9 months.
9 months.
Yeah, 9 months.
So, okay. So you get to Korea, February 21st, 2006. Mm-hmm. Right?
No, 14. 21st was the winter formal.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm not bad. I really wanted you to go to that formal. I'm sorry you couldn't go.
I really wanted…
It's been pent up inside.
Like high school. You have to have it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, anyway. I came on 14th.
So on the 14th you come. Mm-hmm. What happened? How was that? Did you come by yourself? Did you come with
I came with my mom. Uh-huh. And I went to the company. 안녕하세요. 하고. And then that day, 요리 선배님 컴백. And so she came out with Getcha. And like she was having her first 첫방 at Mnet. Uh-huh. M Countdown when it was at 88체육관.
Okay.
And they told me to go
say
see
hi.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, see it. And so I watched her come back stage and everything. But the most… I remember just like… The first time I saw her, she was sitting down and she looked up at me and I was like, wow, she's really pretty. She's really pretty. Like, I remember her makeup and everything. Impact to go. So
right.
Like, very big.
Impactful. Yeah,
impact. Yeah. Her like eyes were like huge and everything and her hair was like whoosh, like goddess hair. And so… But the thing that shocked me the most was the cold.
How cold it was. In February, it's freezing.
Because I'm from LA and California and I've never felt… It was like, am I wearing anything right now? Like, I had like the fur… cold and everything. And I was like, am I really wearing anything? It was like windy. Everything was like piercing through my skin.
Yeah, so cold.
And so… And the… I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. Pollution.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could say… I mean, Korea has moments where it has really bad air sometimes. And a lot of it is from… They say pollution and dust from China that gets blown over.
But it was… Those 3 points were a shock to me. Because my skin like flipped out when I got here. And it was really hard for me to breathe.
New environment.
Yeah, the whole thing. Like I'd stop in the middle of the street because it was like… So, 춥고. It was freaking cold.
What was it like then? So you get here, you go to Mnet, you see Ehodi, and then you started training. Right?
Yeah, we started training. But at the time, there was only… Well, she's our former member, Kim Songi. She was the only one from the group that was there. Mm-hmm. And then everyone came after me. Like, Seungyeon Eunhee came a month later. And then 규련이 came like a month or two later, I think. Uh-huh. It was sort of like 이미 확정. Yeah, it was like
You're already confirmed.
I was actually supposed to be in another group, but then when I got here,
which one?
It never came out.
Oh, it never.
Yeah,
okay,
so
okay,
when
okay.
I got here, I was like, bye bye. Everybody like it was like, oh, babe, project over.
해체. Bye bye.
It was like a new project, so new members and everything. But yeah, I think that's how it went. Mm.
Okay.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Cool. That's wild. So what was it like training for you? Did you have a good time? I mean, I feel like people have such difficult, different experiences training. And I've always been curious about this for you too. I think as a Korean American, who I assume your Korean wasn't the best when you got here.
Oh yes, everyone acted like they understood me.
Oh, really?
Acted.
Uh-huh. So I assume you had a lot of difficulty adjusting here. What was that like?
I don't know. It was like, 좀, 아, 이렇게 말해도 되나? 뭔가 like, 너무, I since I have to be so 예의를 갖춰야 되니까.
Yeah, very well-mannered.
I would say 예 for some reason instead of 네. And they said it made me sound, it was like, not. It wasn't pretty. Because of 네로 바꾸든지. When like, what else happened? 아, 그 막내 has to do everything.
Yeah, the youngest has to do everything.
Yeah, the youngest has to do everything. You have to, when we go to the restaurant, you have to do the spoons, the chopsticks, the water,
clean
everything.
Up.
Clean up. And I was like,
this ain't cool.
This is like,
yeah.
지영이 들어올 때 좋았지. I'm so kidding.
지영님 혹시 보고 계시면 연락 주세요. 한번 섭외해서 지영님 편 한번 들어볼게요.
And I don't know. 좀 그거 I was and I had to clean the toilets all the
time. Oh really?
I was the toilet. I was a 화장실 담당.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Well, okay. So for people who are listening to this, who are like, what is going on? In Korea, when you get into like a new group or a new system, right, of any sort, like this can be, I remember when I started taking like my first dance lesson ever, there was always these 막내s, right? These youngest who were like sweeping the floor, wiping the floor down, cleaning the bathroom every day. I was like, why are they doing that? It's like, oh, because they're the youngest.
Yeah. Just because you're the youngest. So.
Yeah. It's kind of, I don't think they do that as much anymore. I feel like it's equally like shared. But even when I first got here, there was still a very big culture of like, if you're the youngest, you stay behind. Yeah. You do more work.
I wasn't the only one that was clean. That everyone had their own place. But I had to do the bathroom.
You
who
got
wants to do the bathroom?
You got the stinkiest part.
Yeah, who wants to do the bathroom? It's not going to be that clean, obviously. But oh, 너무 싫었지.
What else do you have like culturally? Or like
my clothes were too… I'm not saying it was very open. But 좀 조금만 파여도 I got in trouble for it.
So… I mean, if you got here then, it's probably even a lot more conservative than it was.
So like, 좀 그런 것도 혼나고, I got in trouble for like maybe a round shirt. It wasn't like I was like, bah!
It wasn't like that. It wasn't like you're like, hang, like, yeah, moving on.
Having like a V neck going all the way down to like, my middle of my chest. But it wasn't like that, but…
Did you, when you guys were preparing, so you started the team with four members and when you debuted, how did that feel?
They didn't tell us, I think they didn't tell, which one was it? Like Rock You or Break It, they didn't tell us we were filming, so we didn't do that well.
Wait,
we thought it was a rehearsal. I think it was Rock You, they didn't tell us it was filming, and then we got in trouble, they're like, 60%밖에 안 좋아. It was like only it's a 6 out of 10.
Oh, for your first stage, yeah, kind of thing.
But for my real first stage for mm-hmm. Break It, like I couldn't see that there was 빨간 불, no cameras. I couldn't see anything. I was like probably just looking at the sky, trying to
just
find my, trying to act like I'm so cool right
yeah.
now. Like I'm not nervous. I'm doing great, but I'm so freaked out right now.
Man, so you were really young. You were still in high school.
Yeah, I was in. I was basically 10th grade. I got my GED, but I was in 10th grade when we debuted.
Wow.
So.
Did you always want to be a singer?
Actually, my thing changed a lot.
Really?
Yeah. When I was younger, I wanted to be a teacher. And then when I got a little older, I wanted to be a veterinarian. And then I started getting really into animals. And so I would study like…
Love dogs. Yeah.
I would study like all the animals at the zoo. And then I realized I don't like blood. And so I went to marine biology. And then I was thinking about going into that area. Marine biology. Like go to San Diego or something. And then later on, at Burbank High, they let you take jazz instead of physical education.
Oh.
And so that's when I started thinking, I don't want to be in the sun anymore. And so I took jazz.
Okay.
But then I liked it. And so, should I try to do dance?
Yeah.
And then I was going to that like that area.
Right. That's that's really funny.
The first reason was I just don't want to be in the sun anymore, though. I don't want to sit on the concrete.
It's hot outside.
I don't want to do the whole 1 mile thing. It doesn't really mean anything. Like you have to run a mile in 12 minutes.
Why?
What's it?
I mean, if you can't, good for you. But why?
Yeah, it's like, and then it's so hot, and you do it twice a year. Why does it matter if I can run a mile or not? Sorry.
No, it's all good. You can keep ranting. This is how we do our shows. So, you know, you debut. You guys have your first number one single was Honey. And then you have smash hit called Mister, Mista.
Yeah.
With an incredible butt chum.
Yes.
Ongdongi chum. And it's, you know, I feel like it's hit after hit after hit after hit.
It was really interesting.
Yeah.
Starting from like Pretty Girl. Like Hit Honey was the first win. But then like Rock You was… Because the Take 7. There was a Take 7 on Inkigayo. And we got in with Rock You. And then we fell out. But then we got in. That was the important thing.
Just getting into that top 7.
We got
in
to top 7. And I think we got in with Rock You. But then Pretty Girl started to get a good like feedback.
Yeah.
And then after Honey… like suddenly we kept on getting our number ones.
Mm.
It was very… Ue.
Unexpected.
Yeah. Like especially with Lupin.
Uh-huh.
We didn't expect it to be a Suck City.
Mm.
It was like number one on all the
all the charts. Yeah,
as soon as it came out. But we didn't expect that because it was a sort of a image change.
Uh-huh.
Like 갑자기, like, well, we were all in black, smoky makeup. And like the song was really hard. And so…
Because you guys had originally been kind of more cute concept. And then you kind of flipped it 180.
Yeah, so we didn't expect it to be like 1등, like right away.
Right.
And… for that to be such an impactful song for us.
So you guys have all this success. And then on the other side, like you were also doing very well on reality shows.
They're so hard.
But especially on like Golden Bell.
That was very…
Can you tell like our listeners about Golden Bell and like what… Because like I wasn't here to watch that. Or I wasn't very familiar. But everybody's like… Everybody knew Nicole.
It just happened out of the blue. Like I just auditioned, I think. So
it's like a quiz program, right?
Yeah, it was a quiz program. And I had to explain Korean words or Korean sayings. 사자성어.
Yeah.
Like…
Phrases.
And like maybe movie titles, etc. And they would just give me a paper with all the…
Words on it.
And then the chaka.
The
writer would sit next to me and she would just watch me. Like how I decide to explain it. And then she would be like, okay, go. So it was very nervous, like nerve-wracking for me the first time I went. Because I didn't know if this is okay. She didn't like react to my paper at all. She just looked at my paper and she's like, okay. It's okay. This wasn't okay. And I was like, okay, bye. And then they put me upstairs on the platform thing. And I remember only hearing, but nothing else. Because I was so nervous on explaining. I didn't like hear
anything. It was like blackout.
It was only like, ding dong, ding dong, ding. Like whenever they got it right. was like, ding, then okay, next one. Man. That's like finished in 30 minutes, I think. And then suddenly they're like, oh, come back next week. And then, oh, let's do one more week. And then like suddenly, 고정. I became a regular on the show. All of a sudden. It was very…
I remember people were just like, she was so good on that show.
And because of that show, I think got more the age, which is
the how age range.
Yeah, the age range. But because it was such a family show and it was on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
I think it was at like 5-ish, 6-ish. This is like around dinner time-ish. Yeah. And so… And 그때는 like… Before everyone was YouTube. Looking at their phones. Yeah. Before YouTube. Before our phones started to, you know…
Yeah.
Be able to take… I think we took pictures then. 모르겠네.
I don't know.
But like… It was before our iPhones got so… Yeah. Got so smart.
Yeah.
So… Yeah. But…
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are listening and curious, just look it up. There's like Nicole compilations of Golden Bell all over YouTube.
Like when I never watch. Like that's one of my things. I never watch when I come out. Like 옛날 거, I 거의 안 봐.
Yeah, I don't watch myself back either. Mm. It makes me cringe.
Yeah, like, really. Especially when I was younger. Oh my god. You realize now that I was young. 나 진짜 생각이 없었구나.
You're still young.
뭐 근데 좀 그때는 진짜 like that's what they mean. That's what they meant when you're young.
yeah. Now you watch it like
that's what
it.
They meant.
I get it. Like, I mean, you know, you do this and then you end up leaving the group in 2014.
I think it's 2013.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it that? Well, 2013 or 14 you leave. Mm. And then we end up at the same label.
Yeah.
And I guess at that point, that's probably when we first met. Mm. But what was it that got you to say, I think I want to just do my own thing now?
I think I just wanted to try out other stuff too. And 좀 뭐랄까, try out other things. And everyone was like very… 그땐, it's very nerve-wracking when you have to come to the contract, end of your contract point for everyone, whether you stay or not.
Yeah.
But I think it was because like I wanted to try out other things. Uh-huh. And I realize now that I was sort of young. But like at the time, just like just try out new things and like do stuff that I couldn't do. Like I've 되게 아쉬웠던 게 뭐랄까 영어로. Since my trainee period was so short and to be honest, we didn't have like a very professional training experience. I always felt like I wanted to learn more or learn more properly.
Right.
And we never had the time because we were so
busy all the time. Yeah.
And so that time I also wanted to travel. Like there were so many things I wanted to do also. Like learn more properly. Like whether it be dance or vocal wise. And I wanted to travel. Which I did end up doing it anyways. But
right. Yeah.
But there was like so many things that I wanted to do. But it wasn't available at the time.
No, I can completely understand. I feel like, especially because you started at such a young age, right? So you were like early 20s, maybe 22.
I think I was like 22 or 23
when you decided to leave the group.
Yeah,
and that's like, I remember other friends around that age who were considering leaving a group or doing something. It was like, it's at that age, all of our friends are going to like. Through college or just graduated, having like first time life experiences. But in your case, or in some cases of other people who have been working from such a young age, you kind of miss out on the high school experience, on the college experience, on quote unquote normal life.
Yeah, just a normal experience in a way. Right. So, 좀 뭐랄까, I really enjoyed going to like New York and relearning relearning. Vocal-wise, like, I started from the bottom. Like,
right, because I remember were doing, like, a lot of dance training, a lot of vocal training, working with really cool, like, professionals there.
And then I think traveling also does a big thing for you, like, to meet other people. And it very sort of, like, opened my 視野.
Your perspective.
Yeah, my perspective. Meeting other people.
Yeah.
Like, how they choose to… live and like because I was in hostel
in hostels hostel,
and it was very fun to meet people there so like there was this girl it was in Barcelona and she kept on like dropping snacks from the See? And so like the next day she's like, I'm so sorry. That was so cool. And then she asked me the next day, do you want to 라면 같이 먹을래요? Like whatever. I was like, okay, sure. And then we started talking and then she's like, she doesn't really know wine. I was like, okay, then let's go get a wine. And then like 그렇게 자연스럽게 like I would just have dinner with people here and there. Like in Barcelona, Orlando. Sevi.
Because you went all over Europe then, right?
I went to like just the main…
big cities.
Yeah, big cities. Because I wanted to be like… 좀 굵게 in… I don't want to be like every 2 days I'm going to go here or there. Like it's too much for me.
Right.
But like even in Sevilla, like I went to a restaurant and then there was a father and son. And they were on vacation before his son goes to the army. And then I was just sitting there waiting for the restaurant to open because I wanted to go here. And then they're like, 한국인이세요? Are you Korean? I was like, 네. And then… 그럼 이리로 오세요. 같이 먹어요. And I was like, okay. And so 좀 그런 것들이 was so fun.
Yeah.
Like just meeting people. And it really widened my perspective that I need to… I'm not… Like because like in Korea, age-wise, when a girl gets near 30 or you start to get near 30, they say like… 좀 끝났다고 얘기하잖아. It's changed a bit now. But like before…
Yeah.
People would expect… For like sort of like if you get married or around 30, it's like sort of like done.
Right. So Nicole, what Nicole's referring to is in Korea. I mean, although it's changing a little bit now, the perception is that when you get close to 30, a woman's career can be kind of done.
Yeah.
Or the things that they can pursue are kind of coming to a close.
Yeah. And so like I think 27, that's like 20대 후반.
Right.
And so it was like… Shit. Oh, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
Like, I'm starting. I'm starting there. Like, I'm getting there now. So it was like sort of like… 20대 후반이 들어갔으니까. It's like, I'm starting. And then 좀 멘트 마음적으로 되게 하고 싶은 것도 이거 많고 막… 하고 싶은 게 너무 많은데.
Right.
And then… So I went to Europe for 2 to 3 months. And then meeting other people and seeing like… how much more 여유롭다. 혹은 like how they look at life. Made me realize that… I could take it much more like relax. I could just slow down. I'm at a good point.
Yeah.
And then it sort of helped me realize that I'm satisfied with like 여태까지 한 게 되게 우리가 되게 많이 해왔구나.
Yeah, so much.
But then like 하고 있으면 you don't realize it.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially in Korea. I think, you know, what you're referring to is kind of like in Korea, there's this energy where you always have to be doing something or you're going to be… behind.
Yeah. And SNS killed me while I was in Europe.
What killed you?
SNS.
Social media killed you.
Yeah. Social media.
In what way? What do you mean?
Like the first 2 weeks I was like, yes, I'm in Europe. I'm doing my thing. I'm finally doing it. I'm finally backpacking. And then 3 weeks I was like, okay, I'm in Europe. And then so when I got to the one month point, since I can see it, what everyone's doing, I felt like I was wasting time. And I felt like I shouldn't be doing this. Yeah. Like everyone's being productive. Everyone's like doing good.
Yeah.
And I'm just like sitting next to a river drinking wine.
Like, I mean, you know, it sounds like, amazing to me,
like, but… But like every day. I started feeling like… 나 이래도 되나? Is this okay? But I know that I can't come back here to Europe for another 2 to 3 months. It's like probably the only time in my life that I'll probably be able to do it for 2 to 3 months.
Right.
But then it started to be very nerve-wracking for me. And then like I read that book, the orange book. It's just like…
How to Not Give Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that book. It gave me like… Yes, that's…
Good.
Especially the part about how SNS… Like everyone always put what they want to show. Right. They put up their happy moments. Not a lot of people like put like their down moments when they're depressed.
Of course not, yeah.
And so it helped me like realize like in Europe… SNS is bad. It's bad. Like it could be very toxic.
Yeah.
And very like mental. Because if I didn't see it… I would have just like gone on.
Enjoyed
everything. And like… But then I started comparing myself with like everyone who's working. And I'm walking around and like… You know, like just like… And I mean, just breathing is money. You know, like when you're vacationing.
Yeah. You were completely by yourself.
Yeah. I like met friends here and there. But it was mostly by myself.
Right.
And so for me, Europe was very…
Eye-opening.
Yeah, eye-opening. Because it helped me realize that… I 그냥 잘했다. 지금 잘 하고 있다. You're doing good. Yeah. 잘 살아왔다. Yeah. 이런 거 이제 tell me realize a lot.
That's there. Great. Yeah. I mean, I feel like everybody needs those moments. Yeah. And as much as you can look at social media and be like, oh my God, they're doing so much and I'm here in Europe drinking wine by a river. People are looking at your social media like, oh my God, she's in Europe for 3 months and she's drinking wine by a river. Yeah, like, that was me. I'm looking at your social media and be like, oh my God, I'm so jealous. Like, I distinctly remember being jealous.
There was one day in Porto? Mm. I think it was Porto in Portugal. Like, I… Hostelry, it was like in the perfect area. Like, I got to go everywhere where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Like, the churches, like, blah, everything that I wanted to go. And so… And the second day, I wanted to go on a winery tour, but I got lazy, so I just stuck with one winery.
Yeah.
And then, you know how sort of Korean people drink a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also know that you really like your drinks.
Yeah. And like, but like compared to other people, but I wanted to get the whole experience. Uh-huh. I ordered like the five, six sets. Oh like my. 한 잔, like six glasses. And then, you know, 좀 외국인 분들은 like, it was like honestly 3 to 4-ish. And they're just coming in and having one drink. And then there's this little Korean girl. Very skinny, with six glasses in front of her, taking her selfies. taking her selfies. I distinctly remember this. I think it was a couple. Uh-huh. This the man, the Pumuni. He was like drinking his wine.
She's like staring at you.
Like, who's that girl? Like, it was myself. It was like, I gotta get all five glasses in. And then the next day, I didn't have anything to do because I finished everything. Uh-huh. And so I spent that day. Getting a sangria, I forgot the river's name, but it's like next to the bridge. I really like water, so fountains and rivers and stuff like that. And so I was just sitting next to the river drinking one sangria for like very long because I had nothing to do. Mm. I'm so like prepared. I took 44 kilos, I think.
Of clothes?
No, of like…
Just whatever?
Yeah, stuff? Like I weighed, they weighed it and it was like 44 kilos.
In
like,
one bag? Oh no, in two.
I had to send it in a box. But like, I sit in the box.
This girl was not amazing. She's like immigrating to Europe.
Because I don't like leaving. I didn't want to leave my shampoo, my body wash there for like 3 months in Korea and spend everything there.
Right.
And so I took like anything I could. Everything I could. I was going to use everything in Europe. And then when I came back.
It was empty.
Fuller? I had like 60 kilograms.
Oh, you bought a lot of gifts. And
I don't know how it got there. It was like.
But if I know you at all, like Nicole's a very giving person, and you also love to cook.
Yes.
And bake, and so like you make these amazing Earl Grey vanilla
white chocolate.
White chocolate.
God, he remembers.
They're so good.
He remembers.
Oh my gosh, she like shows up, and people are like, "Nicole's coming." I'm like, "Is she bringing the cupcakes or muffins?" Then I'm not gonna eat, and then it's like it's just delicious.
That's my specialty. That's like my foolproof.
It's so good.
Like if I want to look good for my parents or look good for someone else or look for good for a guy or my friends, anyone, that's my foolproof.
It's so like, good. Mm, oh man.
You can't hate it.
It's so good. So you go on this great Euro trip. You know, I remember you put out an EP under that label, your first solo debut. And I feel like in many ways as a person, you probably grew and matured a lot not being in Kara.
Yeah, I think… I don't know if I should say this or not, but I am sort of glad that I was able to take time for myself.
It's because so important,
though. Think as a person, I got more… I probably became a better person. Mm. I'm not saying I was a bad person, but I'm probably a better person. I know that like… Because like, you know how… Well, I don't know. Maybe I didn't do it. But in the States, they don't have like that akpro stuff.
Oh, you know? Like the hate comments.
Yeah. Like, but now they have Twitter. But like at the time…
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't know where it was. But I didn't know. So it was like… I like NSYNC. You like Backstreet Boys. Okay. Right. That's it, you know? You like Christina Aguilera. I like Britney Spears. And that's it. But then when I debuted… I remember… It was like the first… There was our news thing.
News article online. Yeah.
And then at the bottom… It's like… She's the ugliest girl I've ever seen. Or something like that to me. And it was like very shocking. For me. At that time when I was like…
I mean, shocking to anybody.
15 or 16, like she's like the most ugliest girl I've ever seen. And then it's just like, I actually found my planner that I used
like
in 2008, 2009 the other day.
Oh my.
And don't take Yuchiande. Like, I won't say that Yuchiande stuff, but I wrote stuff about that. Like,
what did it say? You read
it? 악플러들이 너무 싫다. There was actually like a paragraph of it. 근데 한국말 너무 못하니까. It was very like, 왜 그럴까? Why are they doing this to me? They are so mean. Oh my god. It was like that. But then 보면서 되게 like while I was looking at it, I was like, I didn't remember writing it. But 역시 내가
But those emotions yeah, come back.
So I had like very low self-esteem at the time. And it, that's why like, I always try to stay skinny, I think. If I can't be pretty, then at least I'll be skinny and I'll have a exercising. That was like one of my things. Because I had such low self-esteem at the time. Mm. So 마르면 아니 if I'm skinny and 운동 if I'm fit.
Yeah.
At least people won't hate on my body. It was sort of like that kind of thing for me.
Yeah.
And so that's how my like 집착 started. My obsession with exercise. I'm not that obsessed now, but like that's how it started at the time.
I remember you were very you worked out a lot.
It was kunama just for me to get my self-esteem up in a way at the time. Yeah. And so like but as I got out I sort of like built it up like and now I'm good. That's I can go with how I look. No.
Yeah, no, you look great. And it's unfortunate that they got rid of hate comments so late.
Yes.
Like it's a recent thing in Korea to get rid of hate comments, but it's just even me, like I would go in, I'd see something like, it doesn't feel good.
I actually read all of them. Mm. Like let's say something comes out and then take mana. And I'm actually sometimes I'm very flattered because I'm not really like that active as before. But then there was like I think it was last year. Suddenly I was on the top of Naver.
Uh-huh.
And there was 700
comments?
Yes. No, 700 likes or like I hate you, or whatever. But like there was 700. I was like,
let's go.
I was like, if I come out with an album, do you want to bet on this? Like how much would be on it? I was like, okay, I'm going to bet 3,000. How much do you want to bet? I was like, my friends, I was like, let's bet on it. How many 리플이 달릴까? But like, I can read it now. I read every single one of them.
Okay.
And so sometimes I agree. Like, I get that. I don't get that. But then like my stylist was like, are you reading everything while you're eating samgyeopsal? I'm like, 대단한 멘탈이다.
But I mean, it's good that you're in a better place mentally with that.
I remember my diet when I was in step because before I got sick because I did a
you were eating enough?
Improper dieting. I wasn't getting all my nutrients. And and so when I was dieting for step, I did a very 건강한 diet.
A healthy one.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But I ate like the same 식당 for 6 months, I think.
So Nicole ate literally the same food every day for
six months.
What was it?
In the morning, I had either like yogurt and fruits or like yogurt and like maybe toast. Uh-huh. And then kunama, like for lunch, it would change. The protein would change. It would be like tofu or it would be chicken breast. And it would be brown rice with grilled vegetables. Uh-huh. And I would allow myself 3 banchan.
3 side dishes.
Yeah, okay. About the size
tiny,
of…
A tiny little…
Yeah. Like kimchi and then whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
Because I need my sodium.
Yeah.
And then for dinner, I would have 2 sweet potatoes and maybe milk.
Oh my God, girl. You were not living. oh my Lord.
So I would eat with my members every once. So if I had like no choice, like so maybe once a month, I would eat freely. But then basically almost every day, I would eat like that. I would take my own little…
doshirak to
the shop and eat that.
Man.
Yeah. That's why I don't diet anymore. That's why I don't do the
I mean, this is shocking
thing.
Because I know how much you love food.
Mm.
And even last night, I saw your Insta story. You had a freaking, like, an entire kilo of red meat. It was like, I'm just going to eat this by myself.
I got that as a present. Because the recording. I recorded the song.
The game.
It's okay to say. They don't mind.
Yeah.
I recorded the OST for mobile game.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, you seem to really like meat. So
here's some meat.
Yeah. I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah. But that's why I don't diet anymore. I can't do the whole 식단, the whole food plan.
Yeah.
I can't do it either.
I can never copy it.
I think around the second, third day I crack now.
I remember when I first started to work out and they're like, okay, we're going to make you into a beast. And I was like, yeah, okay. What do I got to eat? They're like, okay, you only eat hard-boiled eggs, cucumbers, and chicken breast. I was like, what? I remember I would eat like 60 eggs a week. And I was like, I smell like a chicken. I smell like what a chicken will smell like if it was just hatched from an egg. It was gross.
I swear, like I hate it when you open the doshirak and the white egg smell. You know that it has that smell.
It has like the kind of a stanky smell. And you're like…
Yeah. And you have to eat it every day.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah. Like I almost never eat chicken breast now. Maybe sometimes like if it's in the salad.
Yeah.
But it's like not a must for me.
Yeah.
Like it's like third, fourth on my list. Right. When I
what
go
is
to
your
restaurant.
Go-to? Is this hum- are you a pork or a beef?
I like… Oh, that's so hard.
Pork, beef, fish.
I think pork.
Pork.
I don't know why, but fish doesn't feel like a meat to me.
It feels like a suggestion of a meat.
Yeah, it feels like… like, it feels like a…
An alternative.
Yeah, an alternative. And like, if I have to eat food, I have to have like something that's meat there. For some reason, like fish, it just feels like I could like swallow it without chewing. And then… like, I don't know. It doesn't like count as a meat to me.
Uh-huh.
I know it's protein, but it just doesn't count.
Uh-huh.
I think octopus feels more like a meat. At least it's chewy.
Yeah, well, you gotta chew on it.
Yeah, but then like… So, I could never get like the whole rice with kodugogui.
Oh, you like, need more. You need something
I
else.
I need like chayuk right next to it.
Fair. Mm. Fair. You know, outside of, you know, having gone solo… You know, what have you been doing? Because you haven't been as active as… I mean, it's hard to be as active as you were in Kara. Because you guys are so active. But what have you been focusing on in your personal life, in your professional life? How have you been balancing things?
People kept on recommending me to do YouTube for like a year.
Mm.
To open my channel. So I did just to be more… more…
Connected?
Yeah. With like fans and like… I was scared to go on TV sometimes also.
Why?
Because 편집이 무서워서.
Oh, yeah. So 편집 is like the editing.
Yeah. 가끔 I was like very scared. So it's very like… I sound so paranoid now that I like…
But you know…
I sound so paranoid.
I honestly don't blame you. Because I had a period of that too. Yeah. Where it was… If I go on… I know how they're going to edit me.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a certain way.
It scared me like… how they would use what I say. Because like… It happened before.
Take it out of context.
Take it out of context. Or they were sort of like… So like if it came out here… But then they moved it back here.
Uh-huh.
Like as if I reacted here.
Right.
And then suddenly…
Yeah. It's like so, Nicole said this. Or Eric said this. Yeah. But that was not the case.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like… I felt like if I go on TV… And say the wrong thing… Like the Moana… the lava thing comes out. Moana… the lava thing.
The lava monster.
The lava monster. That's how it felt like. Whenever like… Yeah. And so… It sort of scared me to go on TV sometimes.
Right.
Like, I get really nervous. But YouTube, since it's like…
You control it.
And so it's sort of like a controlled environment.
Uh-huh.
It felt more comfortable.
Uh-huh.
But it was very awkward at first like to look at the camera. Like even though I barely look at the camera right now.
Mm.
Like, 너무 멀리 있으니까 이제. I barely look at cameras now. So when I was filming for the YouTube, it was like… Am I supposed to be looking at it?
Yeah.
Am I not supposed to look at it?
It's whatever you want to do.
Yeah, just like…
That's the beauty of YouTube.
So I think that's why I started it. Just it's more relaxed and I sort of control it. And lately, just… 가끔씩 like I just mentioned, I did a OST for a game.
Right.
And I might have to film something next month. I don't know.
Mm.
광고.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, so like… It's just like… Just like here and there. Yeah. I don't know. Like just… Personal life. I don't know. I'm planning to move next year.
To?
I'm going to cross the bridge.
Okay. To this side? To where we are?
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
And so I'm
welcome
really,
to this side.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. Because you've been over on that side for a long time.
Yeah. And so I always stay there because I want to be really close to the shop.
I
want to be the 마지막 pickup.
Right. Shop is like hair and makeup place where you get all…
Even when I was in Kara, like I would move close to the hair and makeup place deliberately. So I would be the last person to get in the car. So I could sleep more.
Right.
That was my main point.
Uh-huh.
But now it's like… Oh man, I feel so old. Like, so, you know… Soyu lives near…
Her
house, she's near trees.
Yeah.
And like when I stayed over… The windows were open and it smelled so…
Like trees.
Trees.
Like nature.
I really liked it.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, okay, I'm going to come here for the trees.
It's time to move over here. Yeah.
I'm going to come for the trees. And that sort of made me feel like I'm getting older.
No. It's not
getting older. I'm not going to go like into the forest or the cabins or anything.
Look, I'm going to go into the forest. So you can take my spot. I'll go into the forest. But no, I completely agree.
Like I mentioned before, I really like fountains and like water sounds.
Nature.
Yeah, just like Europe parks and like
oh, they're so nice.
They're so like natural.
Right.
Like the Queen you know, in England, she 너무 관리 잘하잖아.
Right, right.
And so like, 그 I love those natural scents. Mm-hmm. So 좀 I don't know if that place is going to smell like that, but at least the view will be natural.
The view will be natural. Yeah, at Nicole's the view will be natural. House.
Yeah, and so I'm really excited about it, and like be doing my interior because I'm going to do the interior and everything. Okay. I haven't ever done that before. It's my first time.
Well, I mean, you really? Well, your last house. Oh, actually, I don't know where you live now.
계속 전세였어.
Oh, so you kept moving.
Yeah. Okay. And so this is the next time I'm trying to get like.
A nice.
Nice house. And this time I'm going to do my room. I'm going to do everything. So I'm really excited. This is like…
I'm excited for you.
Like, basically, I'm like… I'm going to get married to my house. Like, that's like… I'm getting married to my house.
Okay.
Like this house is going to be like… I'm so happy that she owns me. It's like… I'm like planning wallpaper. And like every, 없어, 지금
머리에. Well, I'll look for it on your YouTube.
I'm sure it's next year. But okay. I'm like… I like to be… Ready.
Prepared.
Yeah. So I'm like looking like, am I going to get the thing on the oven or like, you know, like it sucks out the thing. But then, did you know that if you have, 이게 올라오는 것도 있어. Did you know that?
Like the
if you're
oven? Cooking.
No. The sucking.
Oh, the fan.
Yeah, the fan. Like
it comes out from the
Yeah, did you know that?
Counter.
I didn't know that yeah. they had those. But I just saw it on Naver. And so, 지금 난리 났어.
You guys, this is not an interior podcast. This is a K-pop podcast. I just want, in case you're joining us now.
It's like my… Thing right now.
No,
like
that's great.
Month.
That's great.
You always look at other people's houses now and you're like,
oh, I'm like following so many hashtags on Instagram right now. I'm following so many hashtags like Scandinavian living, more Nordic living, Scandinavian bedroom, more French interior. Like hashtag.
Trying to get what you want.
Like I finally decided on what color my room
is. What color?
It's gonna be like natural beige, like just that tone. And then the guest room is gonna be like a pale grayish. Because I have to move some of my stuff there and
so detailed.
Yeah, and then the living room is gonna be just very modern because my sofa's blue, so I have to match it to the sofa, which sucks. I want to get a new sofa, but I've only used it for 2 years, so.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Can we talk briefly? And if you don't feel comfortable, we don't have to. But I remember when you hurt your hand.
Oh my god, that was insane. I remember seeing the bone.
Oh. So, I remember we were in the same label and then there was an emergency. Mm. And I remember, I think it was in the middle of the night, like your sink broke.
Yeah, my sink
and
broke.
And it pretty much tore your finger apart.
Yeah, my 힘줄이랑 신경, my nerves and
so
my…
So your nerves and your ligaments and your finger. Which finger was it? It was the ring finger.
These two.
Okay, on your right hand, yeah.
If you guys look at my Instagram, I barely show this hand. Because I get very…
Self-conscious
about it. Because it looks ugly. Like it's like…
No,
it's
I mean… Well, like, nobody can tell until like…
Yeah, I see it. But then I got like a weird habit now because I had to always stretch this out after… They couldn't find one ligament.
Like the ligament?
Yeah, I was in surgery for 8 hours. Man. But yeah, it was very shocking to me because they came in and they're looking at the fan and they're like, move it. And then it's not moving.
Right.
And so I was like…
Yeah. Oh, terrifying.
Yeah, it was just like so freaky that my finger can't move.
Right.
And I think that 그때 되게 powerless? Like
felt powerless,
It was such a 당연한 thing, like my hands moving and everything.
Yeah.
But then suddenly my third and my fourth finger can't move. And I have like this habit of hiding this hand now. Because it was in the winter and it was so cold.
Right.
And so this arm is much weaker than this arm. And I can't hold things long with this arm
right
anymore.
Hand,
I don't know why though, but
probably you don't use it as much.
It could
probably,
be.
Yeah.
And so my handwriting got uglier. Mm. Yes. I get very self-conscious when I'm signing something. So like if they say like, can you write something? I'm like, yes, but please don't. I'm like, 글씨 진짜 못 쓴다.
It's okay.
I got so self-conscious about this hand now. And I stopped. I recently started doing nails because I hated the feeling.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's like, I get very worried because 여기가 신경이 애매해서 like since it's very 애매해 sometimes like the thing the 느낌이 나중에 와.
So like, sometimes the feeling in the hand you got hurt you don't feel it till later.
So he's hot but it's like here and so for my middle finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like.
I just remember I remember being very concerned and everybody being very worried because, and you being very sad. Because obviously, not only is it painful and it's shocking and you feel powerless about something that you've had control about your entire life and all of a sudden you lose it. But also just from an artistic perspective, you were like, when I dance, I can't use his hand as well anymore.
Yeah,
and like those types of things, I remember being very like…
It's very small detail. Yeah. But like, you know, like how you use your fingers. Like if you're like just like… It's next to your face or anything. It's just pretty… On, if it's like straight… Mm. Like… let's say I just press take my arm out.
Yeah.
Because this sticks out. Uh-huh. Or like when I'm doing a move or something, it's just less lined. I don't know. Just less 정리 덜 된 느낌.
It doesn't look as precise.
Yes.
With just look, on that hand.
So I got like… Because like hand motions are really big on stage.
Mm.
And now… This is a… And now like TVs are so HD.
I love… You guys have to see her face when she said HD. She looks mad. But I agree. Like, I hate that everything's HD.
So HD now. Like it was such a blur. It was like… 적당히 blurry before.
Yeah,
you
could…
Know?
It was a little blurry. You could get away with not looking perfect before. Yeah, but now… But like, dude, when I do camera rehearsals these days… And literally… I come down and I look at the monitor. It's like you can literally see every pore in my nose. Why… Who decided to make cameras this good?
I used to not care. What? Sorry, go ahead.
No, no. Just why? Mm-hmm. Why?
I used to not care about like pores and stuff like that. But I started caring after like I saw other people's pores.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. The tiniest pimple on your left forehead behind your first line. Everything. I'm just like, man. But that's why everything here is blurry.
Yeah.
Everything here is blurry.
So HD.
But so have you, you know… It's been a few years since that accident. How have you come to terms with your hand? Are you feeling… Is it getting stronger? Or like… Are you…
Well…
How do you feel about it?
I don't know. Like I said… I have like… If I get nervous or think… I keep on touching
stretching it out. Yeah.
I have to keep on stretching it out. It's not bad.
Uh-huh.
I think it's okay. But it does get stiffer at the winter.
Yeah.
And so like… Oh, I wonder how this hand's gonna be when I'm like 40 or like 50. But I'm sort of happy that they didn't have to cut it off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They was like… They said that I was very lucky because they… 그 전에 그 수술이 없었대.
Oh, they didn't have that like, technical skill before.
Yeah, they didn't have it. So I was very lucky. Yeah. So I was like… So in a way, it's like… I'm just happy that they didn't have to cut it off. That would be like… That would have been like… I would have been like gone for like a few months. I wouldn't have… Where's Nicole? And I'm happy that's not my left hand in a way also. Uh-huh. Because… If I get married one day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If it was the time, I'll be sort of sad.
Uh-huh.
If it's the wedding finger.
Yeah.
But yeah. So… Just… I'm glad I have a full finger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that was a shocker to me. When they said that they recently developed the technology to do the surgery. So I was like…
I mean, I have my body issues. Mm. Where I'm just like… Okay. This is something I have to live with. But we just learn to deal with it and live as healthy and fulfilled as possible. And I feel like you embody that in many ways. Mm-hmm. You know, mentally, physically, you make every effort to be the best version of yourself. Which I think is very respectful. Respectable. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean that in the best way possible.
I think since I had time to myself, that was possible.
Uh-huh.
I think because I had time to myself, had time to think… Had time to get depressed and then find my own way around it.
Yeah.
Like, I do sometimes get panicked, but then it doesn't get as bad as before. Uh-huh. Like, oh, 이래도 되나?
Yeah.
It comes every once in a while, maybe like once
a little bit of
year.
Anxiety.
Yeah, anxiety comes every once in a while. But before, it would be like very crazy. But now it's like, it's all right.
It's manageable.
Yeah, it's manageable. Like, I like pick myself up in like a few hours.
That's good.
Or so, or like a day, in a day.
Yeah.
So, don't. 뭔가 그 personal 나만의 personal growth.
Yeah.
Because I had that. I think I'm happy in some ways
that's
that
great.
I had that time.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know how I would be if I didn't get it. It sort of scares me to think about it. Mm. If I didn't get that time.
Uh-huh.
Like how anxiety… Like anxiety 얼마나 불안감 like 그런 게 되게 심했을 것 같은데.
How anxious she would have been. And yeah. I'm sure like it would have been more difficult to you know deal with that if you hadn't had that time alone and gone through some of those difficulties. But glad to see you're healthy. You're doing well. what as we wrap this up, what are your goals? What do you want to do? What are you hoping for? Because A, you know, obviously coronavirus kind of throws everything into the blender and everybody's having a difficult time. But you can still work towards goals and dreams. And I feel like you're somebody that has always, you know, worked hard since you were a young, young teenager. You know, what would you like to be in 5, 10 years? What do you want to do?
I don't like right now. I'm just hoping that for my 30s, it'll be more 안정감이 뭐지?
Stability.
Stable. Yeah. I want it to be very stable. That's why like I'm moving and like just like finding my own place. And work-wise, for me right now, it's sort of like I just want to enjoy with the people I'm working with. Mm. Even though I'm not doing as much as before. Mm-hmm. Just 가끔씩, like every once in a while, like coronavirus really threw me off because I can't go to It's like, wow. But I think for this year and however long this goes on, 그냥 건강하면, I think that's a good year.
Yeah.
Right now, if you just stay healthy, then 그만큼 잘 한 게 없다고 생각하거든요. For this year.
It's the most important thing.
The most health. This year and maybe next year, I think if you're just healthy, then you've had a good year.
Great.
And just work-wise, I just like to have fun with my friends, I guess, because they're my age now. It freaks me out. Like, off topic, but like before, 샵 사람들. Uh-huh. Like, everyone who was my staff, they're all 원장님. They're all the bosses now.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's the boss. Everyone who everyone who did my makeup or like did my base makeup and stuff like that, they're like the boss in that shop. And then they're the boss here.
But before they were like the youngest.
Yeah. Right? And so they're like, you're a fossil.
you're dust.
Yeah, you're a fossil now. And I was like, but then, 좀 그런 면에서, like, since 어떻게 보면, I just want to enjoy working with my staff.
Yeah.
좋은 일, 재밌게, 좋게 일하고, just have fun with it. And just, 좀 그런 식으로.
Yeah. One thing that I want to run by you later on is a show that I think would be really, really fun for you. Is doing like a podcast or a talk show.
Really?
With you, Soyu, and Ki.
Really?
I think it would be hilarious.
Really? I think it's going to be 정신없어.
I think this would be so funny.
I think it's going to be so like… boom.
Like imagine… Because like you guys have done so much in your careers. Like you as well. Each one of you guys. But I also know you guys are really good friends. Like I was like… That would be hilarious.
That really bouncy ball is going to be like…
Anyways, that was just like I'm sitting here listening to you, like talking about like working with people that you've grown up with, and I'm just like, man, that'd be hilarious.
To have that option, I think also is a very thankful thing to be able to just enjoy work and just have fun with it, have fun with the creative process with it. And so like now that it's been so long, like all of my staff, like my dance team, I've known them for like
forever,
7 years, 8 years, and like just 그냥 working on it. And then 끝나고 술 먹고 yes 끝났어.
We did it.
It's just fun. I think
I agree.
Yeah, those memories are very to be able to choose. I think to choose is a very good option.
Yeah.
되게 고마워요, 유리야.
All right. Well, you know, I wish you only the best and even more success in the future.
오빠가 더 멋있어.
What? There's nothing 멋있어 about me.
He does whatever he wants to do.
Me?
It's not a bad thing, but that's so… He wants to do a tour? He's there. He wants to do a podcast? He makes a podcast. I want to make a song? He makes the song. 그만큼 멋있는 게 어디 있어.
Well, thank you. I just, you know, it's we just work hard. You know the hustle. You know the grind. I mean, part of it is… I talk about this often, but there are select Korean-American or Asian-American artists who came before I did, before people… who are active today did. And it's all part of paving the way. So in many ways, you did that for me as well. You know? In ways that might… in ways that might not be very direct or obvious. But I still think you did.
Aww.
So in that way too, I think, you know, respect is due. So thank you, 선배님. 어머머머머머머머머머머머 No, she was like, oh my god, did she do a show called 어머머? And you're like, 어머머머
Really?
But, okay, so as we wrap up, we want to play a game with you.
Game? Okay.
Yeah, so you have a choice. One is trivia.
Okay.
Okay.
About
anything. But I'm on your team.
Okay.
Okay, where it's trivia. And the other one is more of a song challenge where we describe to each other old school K-pop songs.
Okay.
And we try to match it. But I don't know how it's going to go, right? That's the game? So you get to choose.
So one is…
Is a music game and the other one is a trivia game.
Oh, trivia is 좀 무서운데. We're
on the same team.
We're on the same team.
So we're trying to beat whoever came before us. Right now, Jesse got 8, BM got 10, Nikun got like 20 something. Nikun and
what's 100?
Huh?
How do you get 20 and how do you get 10?
Oh, that's like the number they got correct.
Oh, okay.
In 3 minutes.
In 3 minutes?
Yeah.
So they all did trivia?
Yeah, it's all trivia. They all did trivia.
They all did trivia?
But it's like really basic stuff. It's like, what is…
But if I don't know it, then I'm going to…
But I'm on your team. So we're on it together. We're doing it together. Literally, when I did it with Jessie, I got 7 and she got 1. But we're on the same team. So we got 8.
Okay.
So we could do it that way.
둘 다 재밌을 것 같은데.
Up to you.
Trivia 해볼까? Okay, let's try trivia.
We'll try trivia.
Okay.
And they'll keep tally for us. And we got 3 minutes to get 3 skips.
3 skips. Okay.
Yeah. It's very…
So we just have to keep… 말하면 돼? Just say it?
Yeah, we just do it. Okay. So Diane will read us the questions.
Okay.
Yes.
And we're on the same team.
Okay.
So we're good.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. How many days are in a leap year?
300…
Oh, hey. Oh, no, just say it.
366.
Correct. Who was the winner of American Idol Season 1?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Correct. Which musical artist is known for her song Big Girls Don't Cry?
Fergie.
Yeah. Correct. Where in California is Disneyland located?
Anaheim.
Correct.
Ooh, that was so detailed. I was going to say LA.
I see dead people is a line from which horror
Sense.
Film?
Sense.
Ooh. Okay, what is the name of the character that Johnny Depp plays in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh! Yeah.
In fashion, what does YSL stand for?
Yves Saint Laurent.
Ooh. What is the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
Okay, what is Korea's national flower?
Bugunga?
Bugunga?
Yeah.
I got it!
What is the chemical symbol for salt?
Ah.
F-E-I. No, that's iodine. K is potassium. Pass.
Okay.
What is it?
N-A-C-L.
Ain't nobody know
N-A-C-L?
That.
N-A-C-L?
Ain't nobody
something
know that.
Chloride.
Okay, next.
Who is Thor's brother?
Loki.
Yes.
Correct. What percentage of 15 is 3?
What percentage of 15 is 3? What percent of 15 is 3?
I don't know.
What the 3?
12.
3? 15?
15? Oh, wait. Five? What 15 to 15 is 3? Oh, 20.
20%.
Oh, God. I got really confused. Oh.
What is the formula for finding the area of a triangle?
A squared plus B squared is C squared.
Nope.
Wait, what is the question?
Finding the area of a triangle?
Yes.
Oh.
이거 곱하기 divided by half.
Yeah.
Yes, you are right.
이거.
Correct.
A times B divided by 2. Oh.
Name all 3 members of Epic High.
Epic High. Tablo, Misra.
Two cuts.
What is a country that starts with the letter Z?
Zaire. No, that's not a country anymore.
Zimbabwe.
Correct. What? Name 4 of the 8 Ivy League universities.
Harvard, Stanford.
Nope.
No, Princeton. Harvard, Princeton, Columbia, Brown.
Correct.
I was told.
What is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Correct. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
Oh,
correct. Name 5 Korean actors.
Ha Jung-woo.
Jung-hae-in. Jang Ki-young. Ha Jung-woo. 계속 가야지.
전지현.
Actor. 아니야?
Actor.
남자 아니야?
Doesn't matter.
4. 3.
P.
2. 1.
Wait, how do we not have Kong Hyuk? Kim Soo-hyun.
드라마 좀 봐야 돼.
I have a issue. Yeah.
Hold on. We have to tally all the ones that you
got. I think we did pretty well.
You guys did really… 생각보다. You guys did really
like
well.
Like maybe 18?
Yeah.
생각보다.
Okay. You guys got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5… Oh, wait. Yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8… you didn't get the salt. 9… 10… 11, 12.
What do you want to eat?
13. You guys got 13.
That's it?
That's it?
Yeah, you guys spent a lot of time giggling.
Oh, sorry. I mean, we had a good time.
Having fun.
Okay. Well, we got 13. Not bad. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Pretty solid. There are no prizes.
Oh, it's okay.
But we will give you a nice Dive hoodie, Dive Studios hoodies.
Oh,
as we head out. But first of all…
Is it like a big hoodie?
We can… Well, this is it.
Oh,
I'm wearing it.
Oh, 좋아.
We can get you whatever size.
Oh, okay.
But first of all, thank you for making time.
Ah, 너무 재밌었어.
You know, I hope… this is your first podcast experience. Yeah. How was it?
It was… Oh, 되게… It was very interesting that you guys don't like… Have a… 대본.
Oh yeah.
Because we I was really curious. What are we gonna talk about?
Like, talk about you. Talk about your life.
But 좀 뭔가, I feel like my English wasn't that bad.
It was pretty good.
From the fact that I haven't used it since January.
I feel like when I saw you at Music Bank, you're like, oh hi, annyeong, oppa. It's like
you're the only person I use English with, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I have like almost no English people.
Really?
Yeah.
Well. Anytime you want to, you know, you want to brush up, got a question, hit me up.
My hearing's really good because I watch so many things like on Netflix, but…
You don't get to practice a lot.
Yeah.
You don't use it a lot.
So my… Yogi is very…
Your
like,
ears are good.
Yeah, very colorful, but here it's like…
It's okay. You did well.
I'm trying to learn a lot of new stuff by watching Dynasty.
Dynasty? What is that?
It's a drama that started in 2017.
Uh-huh.
And their lines are very fun.
Okay.
It's very like witty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll check it out. Oh, wait, no. What is that show? It's on Netflix?
Yeah, Dynasty.
Okay, Dynasty. Well, there you go. There's your movie pick from Nicole. Mm-hmm. But again, thank you. I had a great time reconnecting with you. I feel like we haven't caught up in a while.
I don't even… Like besides Music Bank, I don't remember the last time we saw each other. Was it…
It's been years.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's been years.
Was it that summer barbecue?
Yes.
That was the last time? That's like 3 years.
3-4 years.
Okay. I was 27 then, I think.
Korean age.
Yeah, I think I was.
But I feel like it's wild because of social media, like I feel like I still see you, but I don't see you. So I know what's going on, but don't. Mm. You know, that weird kind of in between. But I'm glad we got to reconnect. And I hope wish you the only the best in the future. And come hang out with us here anytime.
Mm. 언제든지 불러주세요.
Yeah, we're open. We're available all the time. So come hang out. And yeah, anything you want to say to your fans and our listeners?
I think it's like the first time I did something this laid back. And I think it's because it was with you. Because it's like… when I get very nervous, my voice goes very high. Like, oh, hi. How are you? It's like really high. But since I'm doing it with you, I think I was able to be more myself. Mm. And it's in a very comfortable environment. So I hope that since I don't do a lot of things, especially since I don't do a lot of overseas activity.
Yeah.
Also, that this will be a very refreshing episode for your listeners.
Absolutely.
And I hope that I'll come up by…
Yeah.
Again, soon.
Anytime. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Where can people find you? Where can people connect with you?
My Instagram, I guess?
Yeah.
I try to put up pictures. I'm very bad with it. But my staff always bugs me. Like when it gets up to the 2-week point, they're like you need
to… something.
Yeah, do something. So my Instagram or my YouTube, I guess. So
what's your YouTube channel?
My YouTube is Cole Time. C-O-L-E Time.
Okay.
And my Instagram is Nicole_Jung.
There you go. Very simple. All right, guys. Go please show her a lot of love on her projects, her YouTube, her Instagram. She always is putting up really fun, interesting content. So do it. You guys can check us out at youtube.com/divepods and Dive Studios. You can join us on patreon.com/divestudios as well. And we got, of course, the TikTok, the whatevers, all that kind of crazy stuff. And we got a phone number, guys. You guys can text us at 310-564-1030. 310-564-1030. If you guys want to connect with us with questions or anything that you have. So yeah, please subscribe. Leave us a rating review. Wear a mask. Stay healthy. Wash your hands. Don't get sick. Love you guys.
사랑해요.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.